Warning, this is an after-hours episode of The Quash. We are not responsible for any offense taken.
Just a minute. I'm coming.
FBI, open up!
Just a minute.
Hello, everybody. This is Legal Man. Welcome to the show. This is going to be a good episode. It's a little bit harsh. I get a little bit upset by listening to a clip from a constitutional conservative who just completely and totally distracts people and drives them into a ditch after reading all these problems out that he accurately describes, and then in classic constitutional conservative fashion drives them to the ditch of voting and the Democrats being the evil ones, never telling people the truth about our actual governmental system. And for people who don't know me, I'm a lawyer. I've practiced for more than 30 years. I'm America's most trusted and beloved lawyer because I tell them the truth. And the truth is that I was a constitutional conservative for years and years and years. I believed all the same kind of stupid crap this guy spreads on his show. And then about 25 years ago, I got the internet. And in fairly short order, I started figuring out that it's a scam, a con, a grift to keep me on a tax-paying plantation. And when I figured that out, I became self-certified as a master practitioner because I don't need constitutional conservatives anymore. I've also given myself a lifetime achievement award for all the truth I've told in my hundreds and hundreds of podcasts explaining the way the system actually works. And when Jones Plantation, the movie, came out, I play Mr. Jones. I gave myself the Presidential Medal of Freedom for the incredible job I did on that movie and assisting with that screenplay, because I think I deserved it. And it's the highest award that any civilian can give themselves, and I'm quite proud of that. I have some other miscellaneous awards and some others that people have given me, and I love having all these fake awards and credentials, because the credentialing system is the way they control people. They force you to memorize all this officialdom lies in every kind of subject area in order to get registered, certified, licensed, and then you have to spew it back. And if you don't and you deviate, then they threaten your license or registration or certification. And everybody saw that in COVID with the doctors, nurses, and academics. Anyone who dared to step up and claim that the shit was all lies that we were being told, well, they had licensing problems, they were shut down, terminated, cut off. And they do this all with everything. They do it with lawyers all the way down to people who clip your nails in a salon. You have to have a license to clip someone's nails. It's all so moronic. So I hope people mock it like I do and catch on that all of this appeal to authority, are you an expert, is just a load of shit. It's a way to protect the lies that government has to tell, because government is built on lies, foundational lies, and the people just have never been told the truth. So all right, enough of all that. Let's go ahead and get this show going. So I want to make a show today, and I want to use a clip from The Great One, because it was just such an amazing clip. I don't listen to that much media. I really don't. But I happen to hear a couple of different people. I try to listen to a little bit of Bongino, and I try to listen to a little bit of this guy periodically, just to find out what they're doing. And most of the time, it's just an endless array of Israel this and Israel that crap and terror this, and then some kind of so-called inside the beltway political analysis of stupid shit. And so I don't spend much time on it, but they happen to be on at times when I can listen in my car briefly for 5 or 10 minutes often. So I do. And this clip was so incredible. I was making some dinner, and I heard it, and I was like, record scratch, kind of, what? How can people listen to this and not catch on to the game? How can they not see the scam that constitutional conservatism is? I don't get it. And I had been dreaming the night before. I don't remember my dreams much, but I kind of woke up and was in kind of a half-dream state. And oftentimes in the middle of the night like that, I have very pessimistic thoughts. And it was just clear as day to me that the people all over the world, they can't catch on to anything. They're completely hopeless NPCs. We're totally overwhelmed. I watch a lot of documentaries and things like that. And of course, most of the stuff is hilarious fairy tale. But the thing I always find interesting about them is just the nature of the way people all over the world fall for the same stupid shit all the time, always have, and it just becomes clear to me often that, and they always will. Whatever they are, whatever kind of NPCs, undeveloped human, I don't know what it is, they cannot be reached because the evidence we have at this point is so insanely obvious and blatant. How anybody can think that you could just sit through that COVID shit for 4 years with that crap, and literally there's no discussion at all about holding these people so-called accountable, throwing anybody into prison for all the insane shit, and that everybody in the governments all over the world went along with it. So the idea that it could somehow have been a mistake or an accident or something else, it's just complete shit. It was obviously a coordinated event all over the place. And there's no discussion at all of holding them to account. And guys like this, the great one, they make it clear that the so-called answer is this voting nonsense. And that the constitutional structure is fantastic. It just doesn't happen to work. It's the most moronic thing I can ever recall hearing, is this continued defense of this system that doesn't work at all. Even if the thing was supposedly designed for a moral people, if all it was that, well, it's a terrible design because it's not a moral people. And certainly we don't have a moral people now, so it's absolutely preposterous to defend a system that was designed only for moral people as though it's the greatest system ever, because the vast majority of people aren't moral people. They're just not, and you can look around and see it. So to pretend this thing can somehow continue to work as though it ever did is just laughable. But this is a pretty lengthy clip. Sometimes when I play this guy, I can't get through as much as I'd like to because it's all so preposterous. But I really want to try my best to get through some of this. It's a long show he does, of course, and this is only about 5 or 6 minutes total, I hope, to play. So let's go ahead and get it going. He's been talking about how the Democrats had some big fundraiser. Oh, they raised $25 million. And the Democrats are going to outraise the Republicans 2 or 3 to 1. It's still all just chump change. A few $100 million here and there, maybe $1 billion. It's nothing. Anybody who listens to my podcast know how fast we're spending that. So the idea that these super rich people who benefit from the government might raise a few $100 million through all of them in order to get control of this thing that spends tens of trillions of dollars and throws us all into debt, it's nothing. It's a fantastic return. This is why rich people have always been for government, because they get such a huge bang for their buck that you can never get in the marketplace. They can get regulations and requirements and restrictions and breaks and exemptions and subsidies that they can never get in the free market. And that's why they love it. And it's always been that way. Even the so-called big industrialists from the past, they were just big government protectionist type people. And all this nonsense about taxing them and breaking up the trust, and all, it's all horseshit. It's all horseshit. It's as much horseshit as the news you get today. And if you think the historical record of what the government was doing in the past is somehow more accurate than the absolute lies you get today, then you're a very naive human being. That's all. All right, so let's go ahead and get this thing going, because like I said, it's a decent amount, but I think it's well worth doing, and it's some absolute gold in here. Let's start it up.
So what they're involved in is redistributing freedom.
How can that happen under our system? Think how stupid that statement is, that the Democrats and the government is involved in this. It's so moronic.
Those who throw in with the Democrat Party largely will be free.
Listen to this.
They'll be free. They won't be harassed. They won't be imprisoned. Not in every case, but largely.
I don't understand how he could ever support a government that could ever permit this to happen. How could any of this ever be constitutional? This entire thing he talks about, how the Democrats are going to do this. This is all about anyone who's in favor of government. They always have government protection. This is the reason for government. It's so funny. Listen to this shit that he just runs people into this ditch of constitutionalism. But look how he describes what the Constitution produces.
They'll be free. They won't be harassed. They won't be imprisoned. Not in every case, but largely. And those who don't won't be free.
That's 100% true. We're going to all be locked in electronic prison. And this guy is playing a major role in making sure that's not stopped by keeping people inside this fantasy of the Constitution and voting. It's amazing.
Who want to defend their children against iron-fisted Soviet-style teachers' unions?
How can this happen?
Pro-lifers? Anybody who they disagree with.
How? How does this happen? How can this be possible under the system?
So we talk about the redistribution of wealth, and we are having a redistribution of wealth. under Joe Biden for 50 years as a senator, as a vice president, president, we've had what they call the reverse Robin Hood effect. We're stealing from the middle class and giving to the wealthiest.
How? How can any of this happen under a constitution that protects rights? How? It's never explained. It's all about this fantasy of voting and getting the right people. Well, how the hell is it going to work when there's this tremendous incentive to steal and use the government for all this abuse? How can it be stopped? These jokers have been on the air for 35 years. Rush Limbaugh and now this shit. And they're everywhere. Are we making progress? Are we picking up? Are we gaining? No, we're getting crushed. Were they any help at all during COVID? No, they weren't. They stood right there with Trump on his stupid emergency declaration. But listen to this, 50 years of it. It goes back way further than that. It never works. The problem is these governments that have the ability to arbitrarily make up rules and enforce shit and just take money from people without their consent. And he calls all this constitutional unfreedom. It's just moronic. Listen to the description of what's happening under the Constitution because of these bad Democrats. Well, how could the Constitution even allow this to happen? It's so ridiculous. I'm going to give you all this shit the government's going to do. And he's right, it is all going to do it. But he's lying about the problem. The problem's not the Democrats.
Not necessarily through our tax laws, but through our regulatory processes. Who's getting wealthy off of subsidies for electric vehicles? You're not. Who's getting wealthy off of subsidies for solar panels? You're not. Who's getting wealthy off of subsidies for those damn propellers in the ocean that are killing the whales? You're not. What kind of subsidies are you getting? None.
The only subsidies that can ever be made available by a government are stealing from somebody and giving it to someone else. And he's completely fine with that. This is what he calls policy. These are bad policies. No issue at all about the fact that the government has absolutely no way to get any authority ever to simply take money from somebody and give it to somebody else in a so-called subsidy. This is what the entire Civil War was about. All these subsidies to the fucking industrialists in the North. Oh, it's about slavery. Bullshit. It's so hilarious. So hilarious. This guy loves the Civil War. Bring some other shit up later that's just even more ridiculous and hilarious. But there's subsidies. This is what government does. This is the whole purpose of it. I've explained again and again, no individual has the ability, has any possible authority, legitimate authority, to order me to pay somebody else. But somehow, all these people, who not one single one of them has any authority to order that, they get together and government somehow magically gets it delegated to them. There's no way you can delegate a power or an authority you don't have. Well, nobody has that authority. But somehow government has it. And what these guys do is the same thing everyone does in these scammers. They get everybody arguing about which kind of government should be making up arbitrary rules and laws and ordering people to do what kind of stuff under their policies. The problem is that the governments are given this so-called authority to simply make up all this arbitrary shit and take money and hand it to people. Make up rules, what you can do, what kind of car you can drive, what kind of house you can live in. It's all just made up. He's completely fine. He's just stating it, but he can't see the problem. The people that listen to him can't see it.
What kind of subsidies are you getting? None. Almost none.
Almost none. Okay.
And so, as George Orwell pointed out, that's right, the man who wrote 1984.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Whatever.
Among other things.
Okay, go on. Come on.
Just use the word democracy.
Ah, Barnum statement. Time. He's not even going to see all this shit. Democracy. He loves constitutional republic. Like it means something else. We operate under a constitutional republic, apparently, supposedly. But everybody just calls it a democracy. So obviously there's no real difference because the government functions exactly the same under both. It's just made up shit.
Because democracy can be used to sell tyranny.
And so can the constitutional republic, dude. So can it. That's what it is done. They use democracy. You use constitutional republic. Go look at Madison's notes. Oh, look at the Federalist Papers. They're all ignored. The government does whatever the hell it wants. So obviously the restrictions on government mean nothing. They mean nothing. So here he is running down democracy as though that's something they used for tyranny. He is the worst offender of this. All these guys in the con movement are. They're supporting this system that creates all this abuse and tyranny and then claims it's not the system's fault.
Because people throw the word around democracy, he writes, who have their own personal meaning for what it is.
Unbelievable. Just, I mean, he's such a Barnum statement guy. Can he not see? How can his listeners not see how absurd and contradictory this is, how damaging this is to their own case?
That is, democracy is an authoritarian regime that decides what everybody gets, if everybody gets, how everybody gets, how much they get, and so forth and so on.
He's just describing what we've been living under for 50 years, and it's going to happen under our so-called constitutional republic. Does he not see that? Can people not see that? It's so crazy.
That's democracy. I would take it further. That's their word for freedom. That's how they throw the word freedom around.
This guy throws the word freedom around while he lives in a police state. I mean, it's... God, the inconsistent insanity of this.
That's what you're seeing now.
So now.
There's been a massive shift.
Massive shift. It's gone on for so long, the entire time the country's moved in one direction. There's no massive shift. It's just accelerating now because it just builds on itself over and over and over. Forever. It's so silly. Just now happening. It's so fucking stupid. What does he think the Civil War was? What does he think the 16th Amendment and all the distortions of that are? What does he think getting rid of the way senators were elected? What does he think the Federal Reserve is? What does he think all of World War II was? What does he think all the different wars under false pretenses are? What does he think? It's so silly, acting like this shit's just happening under the Democrats.
The American Marxist movement has its home in the Democrat Party, and Marxism is never about quote-unquote democracy or republicanism or constitutionalism.
There's no difference. None of it matters. Marxism was back from 1848. What does he think the Civil War is about? The Republicans are the ones who shoved everything down our throats. Legal tender laws, the absurdity of all that Reconstruction, so much unconstitutional shit. Nobody was allowed to leave. They voted to leave. If the Declaration of Independence means anything, it means that the states were entitled to leave. It's so asinine. They're the biggest supporters. Oh, about my slavery. It's always about my slavery. It's all horse shit. There's so much information around that. Anybody can go find it and see that that ridiculous narrative is as preposterous as the it's safe and effective. Everybody was fooled by COVID. Go down the list. Weapons of mass destruction. September 11th was 19 hijackers with box cutters. All the bullshit around a civil war. It's why they never discuss it. Same as that other narrative you can't talk about in World War II. It's just shit, people. It's shit. Look into it. Why do you think that this one narrative about the Civil War is true and all the other ones the government tells us lies? Marxism is not something that just came around. It's been pushed forever. What does he think Woodrow Wilson was?
It's about an elite ruling class with an iron fist dictating policy.
What does he think the whole shit was with the North? In the so-called Civil War, to make sure people can't leave. That's all. It's so outrageous to me. People think this stuff is like intellectual thinking. How can that happen under a so-called constitutional republic? How? He acts like just if we just keep losing elections, it will happen. And he's right, it will. But how does that make sense? How can the government structure make any sense if that can happen? Obviously, it doesn't protect rights. You can just be driven into a one-party system where you're just totally abused all the time by whatever they care to push through. How does that make any sense?
You shall not drive a combustion engine vehicle that takes gasoline.
There you go. Puts it in the German voice, of course, always pushing that narrative.
And so they're going to outlaw it.
How? How can they just outlaw it? I don't understand. He acts like that, well, then there's a good outlaw. Bad policy. We didn't get enough votes. What do you mean? How does it have authority to do anything? How can they just do this shit, randomly make stuff up? How could any government ever have this authority? It's never explained. All these inconsistencies are never explained. This is why people will never catch on.
They're reaching into your home to outlaw certain appliances. They're going to drive up your costs through the roof.
How can they do this? I don't understand. How could somebody have supposedly fought a war and thrown them off, have a limited government, it's restricted by the Constitution, and yet there's no issue at all about the fact that this is all obviously something they have no authority to do. No, always an argument about bad policy. We have to win the votes and get to this and to that. It's so silly. They don't have the authority to do it. If they have the authority to do it, then stop telling me about the way the Constitution works and limits the government. It's absurd. They can't have it all, but they just ignore it. And they drive everyone into this Democrat versus Republican load of shit. When anybody can see the Republicans lose over and over, they're the Washington Generals to the Harlem Globetrotters. They're necessary. You cannot continue this fraud unless the people have the belief that somehow they can control it with their phony baloney vote. And that's what these people in the con media are there to do. Keep the people snowed.
Less than 5% of people in this country own electric vehicles. And they're telling us that within 8 years, they want it to be 2/3.
Who cares what they want?
The dealers don't want it. The manufacturers don't want it. Their unions don't want it.
So, of buying for the people. Yay.
So Biden uses the EPA, which is unelected. They put out a regulation that he had to approve. He had to approve it.
The EPA is totally unconstitutional. There's no authority to even run it. He doesn't discuss that. Nope. It's all about bad policies from Biden. There's absolutely no possible way the EPA has any authority to create a regulation we have to all observe. It's laughable. The Constitution, the Holy Constitution, says that all the lawmaking is vested in the Congress. Who cares if President Biden approves it? He's not approving a law. It's just a made-up thing. These regulations are all made up. How do we get them? From the Supreme Court approving of this ridiculous, scammed-up, pharyngified, so-called explanation for how regulations can come to exist. Now our entire lives are just ruled by these regulations. The Congress itself couldn't pass these so-called laws to do any of this. The idea that the regulations are just bad policy. This is where all the mistakes are. This is where the fundamental deception is.
That will make the gas mileage requirements and the pollution requirements on a vehicle that uses the combustion engine and gasoline so onerous, it'll make it impossible. You cannot engineer a vehicle like that. The laws of physics kick in, and it's just not possible.
But apparently the government is just allowed to do that. They can just do that. There's no question that they're allowed to do it. Of course, they can do it. Always talking about how it's a bad idea if they do it. They shouldn't do it. See? Policy. All horse shit. This is where he screws you. Your house, your car, everything. It's incredible.
They want you to live in smaller and smaller homes in smaller and smaller areas, more and more densely populated. So now they're going to eliminate single-family home ownership in the suburbs if the suburbs want any federal subsidies whatsoever.
Unbelievable bullshit. You hear this? It's incredible. Federal subsidies. They take all your money, they tax it completely and totally without your consent, and then they only agree to give it back to you if you just let them run every part of your life. Listen to this. They're not going to control your home, a home you can live. They are. They are going to do all this. But anybody who continues to listen to this guy and his so-called solutions of voting for Republicans is guaranteeing their kids are all going to live in this and forevermore because they will have an electronic prison. Listen to this guy. How do people trust a man like this? This man continues to tell people that September 11th was 19 hijackers. He goes on and on and on about October 7th. He never, ever gives the full story. He doesn't say anything truthful about this stuff. I don't understand how people follow these con-cons. I don't get it. I don't get it. How can this man be held up as some kind of legal scholar pushing for your freedom? It's just the brainwashing is mind-bending.
And, of course, you have Democrats. Mayors and city councilmen and supervisors or whatever you want to call them who are all in a lot of towns, so they're not going to fight it.
Well, of course not, because they all benefit from it. They're all on the grift because this man's perfectly fine with the government's all taking your money without your consent. Unless you have a government that only can uphold and defend natural rights, unless you have that, it's over. As soon as they can take your money without your consent, it's over. And he has no problem with that. He has no problem with that. They can just take your money. The only question is, should they? How should they do it? How should it be fair? What's a fair way for them to take shit from you that you don't agree to? What's a fair way? What's a better way? It's all so dumb. This is the problem with governments all over the world. He acts like ours is so unique with our stupid constitution. It obviously doesn't stop shit. This is such an incredible clip. I hope people go listen to the whole thing. March 28th. You go in there, it starts about like 40 minutes in or something, 42 minutes in, and just listen. It's like a 12 or 15 minute total clip. I'm not playing all of it, but it's just mind-bending. It's utterly mind-bending if you know anything about the system, the way it actually works, and the kind of things I've taught people, and the kind of things that Spooner has said that I've elucidated again and again. You can just see what a total scam this all is.
They're not going to fight it. They're going to support it.
Of course they are.
And so Washington, D.C., like Moscow or Beijing or however, they're going to have these maps and they're going to determine what your communities are going to look like.
Right.
You'll have absolutely no say.
Right.
The strength of America, its diversity of power.
That's not the strength of America. That's just a made-up thing about checks and balances. Listen to what he's describing. That somehow, if you just lose a few votes, that the government can just control everything. How much food you can have, where you can live, what kind of house you can have. And he's not objecting at all that it's totally unconstitutional. No, he's just telling you, trying to scare you into voting. Voting for some fucking stupid Republican who hasn't done shit to stop any of this. This is why I've told people there's not going to be a revolution. All the rich people are on board. They're all feeding from this trough of the fake money system. In the past, it used to be hard money, and they had their own stuff. So when there was a revolution, they had a chance to benefit. Now, if there's a revolution, they're all destroyed because all the shit's fake. So you're never going to get rich people. These people just deceive you, man.
From towns and cities, counties, state, the federal level, will can be completely turned on its head.
Listen to this crazy shit. As though the federal government doesn't already control everything. What does he think the supremacy clause is? I can give you countless Supreme Court cases that just wreck anything local because the feds step in.
None of those other subdivisions of government are going to matter. And yet they're the closest to you.
They already don't.
The bureaucrats will decide. The bureaucrats will decide what kind of vehicle you have.
They already do.
The bureaucrats will decide what kind of home you're going to have.
Listen to this.
And trust me on this. The electrical grid cannot handle all this.
Of course not. It's going to all be diverted into building up all these data centers and processing centers to build electronic prisons. So when the thing doesn't work in your car, you'll have a limited amount of electricity you're allowed to use, and you won't be able to drive. You won't be able to move. You'll have to stay in your little area. He's fine with it. He thinks this is all so-called constitutional, all supported. It's just bad voting. People need to get more organized and jump up and down and send $100 checks and become imbued and all this other stupid shit. It's the system. You can never have any kind of system. It doesn't matter if they're elected or not elected, where the government has the authority, so-called, just make up random rules like these people claim to and just take shit from you. Give it to someone else. Make some other regulation up. Disturb this. You're not allowed to have this agreement. You can't sell that. He has no problem with all of that. He just objects that the Democrats are doing it. He has a better way to do it. The Republicans.
And so what's to come will be brownouts, blackouts, rationing of power. There'll be determinations made on how far you can drive, how many vehicles you can have, the square footage of any home you have, how many homes you can have.
Look at all the shit he's describing. It's all coming, and it's all coming because of guys like this who keep people believing in this fantasy of the Constitution protecting you and that the way to stop it is voting and policy arguments. No, it's not. That's a loser's game, 240 years in one direction. And here it is, right near the end game when people are starting to catch on, like, what the hell's really going on? And they turn to people like this, and he just drives them into this ditch every single day.
Hi, it's Legal Man. I hope you're enjoying the show. If you appreciate the unique insight and information I provide, then go over to my Patreon account for The Quash and become a member. I have bonus shows and material, early access, and it's a good place to meet like-minded people. I have people ask me all the time, what can we do, Legal Man? Well, start by voting with your pocketbook. It's the only vote that really counts. Support things that tell people the truth. Getting people to understand the truth is the only solution we have to this insanity. Look, I get it. There are a lot of people who can't afford to support my show with money. But there are a lot of people who can. And if you can and you like the show, you should support it. That's what free markets look like. The people running this scam, they have unlimited funding. I don't have support of that system. In fact, I get harassed because I tell people the truth that they don't want the people to know. So we have to stick together. So go sign up. Now let's get back to the show.
240 years in one direction. And here it is, right near the end game when people are starting to catch on, like, what the hell's really going on? And they turn to people like this, and he just drives them into this ditch every single day, all day. And he's hardly the only one. I play him because I happen to hear him and because he is the leading so-called legal scholar in the constitutional conservative movement. And tons and tons and tons of other jokers in this business take their lead from this guy. It's hilarious.
It'll all be in the name of climate change, but basically in the name of economic socialism and cultural Marxism.
How can that happen under a constitution? with limited powers, protection of rights.
And one day it'll be too late.
It's already too late if you follow this guy's fucking plans.
And one day it'll be too late. It'll be there. And how do you reverse it? You can't.
You can't. You can't do it if they let the electronic prison get built. He never even talks about it. He's not even objecting to it. He acts like the government has the authority to do it. He never tells anybody about jury nullification. In fact, he poo-poos it. He loves the police state. The entire thing is hilarious. He thinks your only response is supposed to be to go into these corrupt government courts and fight the corrupt government in their corrupt government courts. It's moronic. He doesn't tell people the truth about government. That's all. Until people are told the truth, understand the truth, we have no chance. This system he's following has no chance. He's accurately describing it, and still his fucking listeners can't catch on.
It's over. Because elections won't matter. Elections will be a process you go through to create the veneer of a democracy.
Can he not see the unbelievable irony of what he's saying? Look at what happens. The last elections were all fucking rigged. It's obvious as hell. What is his position? We have to wait and clear it up and go to the courts. And none of his shit worked. All the so-called great advice he always gave about reading the Constitution this and the Pennsylvania Constitution that. All of it went to shit. Not one single piece of it helped. None of it. Because he's not being honest about what the system is. Listen to this. Your vote will be meaningless in the future. It's meaningless now. I vote against it. Does it make any difference? No. It doesn't make any difference. It still just keeps happening. Even when you vote against it and you win it, what happens? The Supreme Court can just overrule it. If the Supreme Court overrules it and they don't like it, they just ignore the Supreme Court. It's not the problem. The vote is not about to become useless. It's already useless. If you're counting on a vote to limit the government, you're living in a dreamland. It doesn't work anywhere in the world. Never has.
To create the veneer of a democracy or a constitutional republic. A veneer. You're a vote, but it won't matter. Because it's a permanent government. And effectively, there's a monopoly party, a one-state party, the Democrat Party, and they have a one-state media.
Apparently, all this can just happen under the Constitution.
The media today in America.
Does he never speaks about who actually owns that group of media? He never speaks about this group. He never talks about the fake money system at the root and who started that. He never gives people any truth about the real problems going on. Always a superficial horseshit about voting.
That's what you're watching. If the Democrat Party were really for the poor and the little guy, why are so many billionaires contributing multi-millions of dollars to it, Mr. Producer?
They've always been the same. Everyone for government. Rich people give to both sides. They give to both sides, but they very prominent on the Democrat side, of course, now because they can get even more shit because they're literally spending trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars every year and throwing us trillions and trillions into debt. And those people are all getting it. This guy had no problem with the lockdowns when Trump ordered the fucking country locked down and a declaration of emergency that is nowhere in the Constitution and then spent trillions and trillions and handed it out. And all those people in warp speed, this idiot got fucking jabbed up. Now he's having heart problems and trouble breathing. He still can't connect it up. It's unbelievable. The government is there to make sure that rich people get richer. That's why rich people always support government. I've explained it again and again. When you have a fake money system, all the rich people are tied to the government. Because if the system falls, then their fake fucking deals all fall. That's all. That's all.
Why are there more billionaires and multimillionaires enriching the Democrat Party than the Republican Party if the Republican Party is the party of the rich? Folks, you got to think this through.
It's not the party of the rich. None of them are. They're all on the same teams, the Washington Generals and the Harlem Globetrotters. This man is distracting you. He is conning you. The Republicans are not your friends. They never do shit. In 2016, they had the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Did they do anything? Did they do anything? No, they didn't do shit. They didn't repeal Obamacare. They didn't do anything. They don't arrest people. They don't go after people. They don't do anything. It's a scam. You have to have the illusion. The only reason it can grow is because you have these two fake parties. It's like the old saying about a small town. In a small town, one lawyer goes broke and two lawyers get rich. That's it. That's the reality of all of this. And he just continues to deceive people. It's unbelievable people still buy this shit in the midst of what they can see happening.
Why? Because the Democrat Party is where the action is for the corporatists.
They've always been corporatists. The Republican Party was the party of Lincoln. The Civil War was a huge battle of corporatists against the agrarian South. It's such a fraud these people promote. It's unbelievable. They gave us legal tender laws, the Republicans, with court packing. You like legal tender? That's what set the fucking table for the Federal Reserve and all this fake money. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable what people buy from this guy. Unbelievable the ignorance that's out there. Nobody in media tells people the truth about government. Every single one of these things will continue to happen. And I'm not going to play any more of him. Every single one of these things will continue to happen. It makes no difference what kind of government you have. None. It doesn't matter if you have voting and constitutions and restrictions and amendments. If you don't, it doesn't make any difference. If the government purports to have legitimate authority to simply make up arbitrary rules and take taxes from you without your consent, then you are always going to lose. And anybody can look around and see that every single government in the world is like this. All they do is point to other ones where the people are even more ignorant and they've all been disarmed. That's it. That's the only difference. It doesn't mean our government's good. It means our government is moving exactly the same direction all the others did and always will. Because you can't have that kind of power. It is a criminal enterprise. No individual has the authority, none, to simply come and tell me I owe money to somebody else and take my money and give it to someone else. Does anybody have that authority? No, they don't. So how is it delegated to the government to do? It's not. It doesn't matter if every other single person on my block voted that I have to give my money to somebody else. There's no authority to it at all. They don't have any legitimate claim to come and do that. But people think, because you call it a government and you call it a ratification, that somehow the people do have the authority to simply turn that over to some other little cabal of criminals to run around and institute. It's moronic. It can't happen. And that's all on top of the fact that the Constitution, if it limited the government, then these people wouldn't talk about this stuff as policy problems. They would all be calling them out as unconstitutional. But every one of them, Massey and Rand Paul, all they ever talk about is how these are bad policies. We shouldn't do this. And the Democrats want to do that. It's a bad idea, this. Never calling them out. And when they get in power, do they ever simply go there and arrest these people as criminals? No. Why? Because they're all in on it together, people. I just think that piece of audio, I really hope people go and listen to that full clip, because it's the most insane thing I'd ever heard, at least in a long time. I hadn't heard something so insane and outrageous, where he's just going on describing this insane dystopian future that is coming. And he's basically just driving everybody into this red versus blue nonsense, voting nonsense, acting like the Democrats are doing it. Go look at some of the stuff Republicans support. They support the police state. The Democrats support all this liberal horseshit welfare state. Together, they grow the government. That's it. They're all in agreement that the government can do it. It's just a question of should they do it. That's how they raise money. That's how they keep people divided. It's fundamentally impossible for the system to work like people are told. Fundamentally impossible. It has absolutely no possible way it can ever work. And yet, even though all the evidence in the world, all over the world, for 240 years since this type of stuff started, indicates that it can't work, will never restrict the government. The government will never get smaller. It'll never even stay within its bounds, ever, anywhere in the world. It never has. Still, the people believe that we just have to vote and it's going to work. No matter how many shows I've made explaining how voting doesn't work, the Constitution doesn't limit, it doesn't make any difference. People just keep believing. And people like this guy, all day long on the radio, are telling people these same exact kind of lies. And it shows up in social media, and it shows up in movies, and it shows up everywhere. Because people are totally brainwashed. They have no idea what the truth is. None. And like I said, I'm pretty convinced at this point that there's no way in hell the vast majority of people can understand. I don't think they're capable, if they're even really human beings. They're just NPCs. They're just drones. They just look like human beings, but they're not really people. And they can't really think. And trying to actually address them is hopeless. And so the only chance you have is to actually understand what's going on and to make preparations. That's it. What those are, I don't know. I can't speak for other people. I can tell you this much. If you understand the system, hopefully you can learn how to use the system because I can assure you this system's not turning around. And if you want to fall into the absolute joke that like those poor Jan Sixers did, going up there thinking they're going to fucking defend this, defend that, the Constitution will protect them. You see what happens. Anybody who steps up, stands up, tries to use these constitutional conservative principles to defend themselves, they just get trampled on because it doesn't work because it's not true. They're lied to. They just continue to believe there's some issue with the judge, this. No, the system's fundamentally set up like this, people. It's fundamentally set up like this. And if you can get on the radio with millions and millions of listeners and go through that whole list and then still drive people into voting and they still can't catch on, wow, his audience, they are absolutely hopeless. I mean, they are hopeless. They are just one step on the other side of mental retardation. I don't know how you could possibly do that. They are just so unbelievably brain dead. So incredibly brain dead. So brainwashed. So unbelievably brainwashed. It was shocking to me to hear just thing after thing he kept saying. I thought, like, well, how do people continue to believe the Constitution could do anything? Look what it's allowing. Look what he's acting like is a fait accompli if you don't vote the right way, no matter how much they rig the vote. It just doesn't make any sense together, people. I don't know. When I listen back, this may end up being a after-hours show. I don't know. I can't tell, but I really was laughing my ass off. I thought I was in a pretty good headspace to be able to get through that with just laughing and laughing, but it's just so insane. It's so insane that people don't care, that people like this and the people that support it and the people that continue to defend the system are just guaranteeing that their kids and all of their kids after that are all just going to be stuck in electronic prison, all stuck in electronic prison, running around talking about how great the Constitution is and how we need to get back to it as they all sit around in electronic prison. It's just unbelievable. So you best make plans, and if you can figure out how to take advantage of the system, then do it. Do it. But trust me, this shit is not going to turn around. It's not going to turn around because we're not making any dent. I've told people again and again, my show doesn't even grow. It's not 6 months of data for 2.5 years, 3 years. It just doesn't grow. And so when my show doesn't grow, and I know it's not because my show's not good, I don't care how vain you think that sounds. I put a good show out and I tell people the truth, but it doesn't grow. And so years and years of making efforts, it's just obvious to me, it's not going to get turned around. It's not going to. There's nobody who would ever speak the truth can get any traction in this system at all. So you best make plans accordingly. That's all I can say. All right, whatever. That's all I'm going to say today. If you want to follow me, you can. I'm LegalMan at U.S. Crime Review on Twitter if this show ever gets out in public. Thank you to the people in Patreon who support my show, Kickskin in the Game. You have a lot of integrity. I mean, I get it. A lot of people, they want to support me because they really want things to change. And that's, okay, well, I can't promise that because I've made it for years now and it's not growing and I can't do anything about that. And the reality is that the time is running short, but if you can use the systems to try to get something yourself and try to avoid problems, great. Because the more you understand, the less times you're going to step on a landmine in this crap. It really is. So thank you to everybody in there. I know that anybody who listens to all my shows will understand how the system works. I know that. You will get an education like no other. It's not available anywhere else. And it's hundreds and hundreds of shows. And yeah, it'd take a long time to listen to them all, but it's so much less time than you hope to try to figure it out yourself, which you're never going to do. Not because you're not smart enough, just because it took me so many years. You don't have enough time. You don't have the training. That's all. I was just sort of uniquely situated. So thank you to the people who support it. And we are going to make Barnum World. We're kind of kicking around ideas. Andrew and I are. And, of course, Jones Plantation is out on Amazon and DVD. So you can get the DVDs at jonesplantationfilm.com. You can also get the movie there. And you can get a shirt or a cup or a hat. And you can also rent it on a bunch of different platforms. We're on Amazon now. You can buy it there, rent it. If you like it and you watch it, then give us a good review because you're screwing us around with some of that as well. But anyway, it's a great movie, and I hope people watch it. It's a good way to baby step them in. And if we could just get a few people, it might work. We don't know. I'm not going to give up all hope. I'm just saying don't pin a lot of hopes on this thing turning around. So, and beyond that, I think there's nothing else for me to say. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. You guys have been a great audience as usual. Everybody have a nice night or day, wherever you are. Take care.
Thank you, everybody. Let's put your hands together one more time for Legal Man.